Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog has voiced extreme concern over the Ukrainian nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia as Russian occupying forces begin evacuating residents from the area. Rafael Grossi said the town of Enerhodar, which is home to most of the plant's staff, was one of the areas affected. Here's Bethany Bell.
The IEA's experts that are based there say they're monitoring the situation for any potential impact on nuclear safety and security. And at the moment, operating staff are still there. But the head of the IEA said he's very concerned about the very stressful conditions that they're working under. And there is general concern that because the nuclear power plant is in this region where the widely expected Ukrainian counteroffensive is likely to take place, that means it's very potentially dangerous for the nuclear power plant.
Several people are feared dead in the US state of Texas after a gunman opened fire at a shopping mall. Police said it was too early to say how many victims had been killed during the shooting in the Dallas suburb of Allen. They said the attacker was dead. Gareth Barlow reports.
The first reports of a shooting at the Allen Premium Outlets shopping centre, around 50 kilometres north of Dallas, came at around 4 in the afternoon local time. Videos posted on social media, which the BBC hasn't been able to independently verify, appear to show a gunman emerging from a car before firing indiscriminately at passers-by. Aerial footage captured by a local television station shows several white sheets placed over bloodstained ground. The local sheriff's department has said the scene is now secure, but has urged people to avoid the area.
The foreign ministry in Moscow has blamed Ukraine and its Western allies for a car bomb that wounded a prominent Russian writer. The Kremlin singled out the United States for failing to condemn the attack on Zakhar Prilepin, who is a vocal pro-war blogger. Officials say he has undergone surgery after the blast. His driver was killed. The Russian authorities have detained a suspect. A day of elaborate ceremony and ancient tradition has come to a close in Britain after the coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. They were crowned in a deeply religious service at Westminster Abbey. King Charles became the first monarch to pray publicly at a coronation.
Grant that I may be a blessing to all thy children of every faith and belief, that together we may discover the ways of gentleness and be led into the paths of peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The King and Queen concluded proceedings by waving from the balcony of Buckingham Palace to cheering crowds. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Staying with the coronation, the police in London have defended a series of arrests they made throughout the day, saying they had received information that protesters planned to disrupt the coronation. 52 people were detained. Daniel Sanford reports.
The anti-monarchy protests had been planned for months. The demonstrators based themselves at Trafalgar Square, about halfway along the procession route. But before they'd even started, some of the protest leaders were arrested. Human rights groups said the arrests set a dangerous precedent, coming on the back of new protest laws passed only this week. Among the hundreds of thousands in central London, this was a protest by a few hundred people. But to the annoyance of others, they made their voices heard, even as the King rode back to the palace.
Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says envoys from Sudan's warring military factions are in Jeddah for talks. The US-Saudi initiative is meant to see the first face-to-face meeting between representatives of the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. There has been no word on whether any meetings have taken place. Both sides have said they are ready to discuss a truce to address the humanitarian situation, but they have not committed to ending the fighting. The government of Guatemala has said around 1,200 people who'd been evacuated from towns near the Fuego volcano have now been allowed to return home. They were ordered to leave the area on Thursday when the volcano began erupting, sending a cloud of ash up in the sky. No one was injured. In Spanish football, Real Madrid have won the Copa del Rey for the first time in nearly a decade. They beat Osasuna 2-1 in the final of the cup competition. Two goals from the Brazilian forward Rodrigo gave Madrid victory in Seville. It's the 20th time they've won the title. Osasuna have never lifted the Copa del Rey. That's the latest BBC News.